Hello and welcome to Culture Shock.
Yes.
With Brent and Evan. What are we talking about today, Brent?
So today we're talking about college entrance exams.
Oh my.
Now we all have had exams at some point in our life, or some of us may be looking forward to exams. But in Japan, college entrance exams are a little different than they are in other parts of the world.
How so?
Well, a lot of businesses in Japan hire directly out of certain colleges. So Mitsubishi or Toyota will only look at certain colleges for employees. This means that which college you get into kind of determines your future career.
Ooh. So that choice of college determines the rest of your life.
Pretty much. And so Japan has developed these national exams that serve as sort of a universal report card that colleges use to determine if you can or can't get into that college.
Ooh.
Yeah, so there are these very, very difficult entrance exams that you have to take, and your GPA in high school is mostly ignored. It's really the score you get on that exam that determines which university you can get into.
Oh, no wonder it's such a serious issue in all these anime that I've seen.
Right.
They treat it much more heavily than any American exams that I've seen.
Exactly. And when we talk tough exams, these are really tough. It's a two-day-long process.
2 days?
2 days. There are 29 tests.
29 tests over 2 days?
Ooh, yes.
Wow. That's a testorama there.
Exactly, yeah. And they cover everything from different foreign languages to Japanese history, world history, sociology, ethics.
Ethics,
geography.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. In terms of the breadth of knowledge, but it means you have to learn lots and lots and lots of different things. Really tough.
29 exams. Now, how long are these exams?
They can be up to 80 minutes is actually the longest I've seen. That's a lot of time.
That's a long exam.
Yeah, and there'll be short breaks between each one, and then you have to go back and take the next test and continue doing it over the course of 2 days. So really exhausting.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, as a result of how difficult these exams are, I should also point out they're only held once a year.
Once a year.
Once
so
a
if
year,
you
January.
If you make a mistake, you're sick that day. Next year,
yep.
Good luck.
Exactly.
Good luck next year.
Right. So it's a really big deal, and it's why a lot of students are encouraged to avoid any extracurricular activities during their senior year of high school or junior year of high school while they're preparing for these exams. Even to the point of dating. They're discouraged from dating during that year.
I don't know if that would fly in the U.S., but
probably not. But it's considered one of those things where, well, if you want to do well on that exam, maybe for a year you kind of put that stuff off.
Wow, to delay dating for a year or two even.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of discipline.
It sure does. So what happens to these students that don't do well on those exams? Well, you spend a year as what's called a ronin.
A ronin?
Yes.
Like the roving samurai without a master.
Exactly, yes. They use the exact same term because you have this year where you're trying to sort of get back on your feet, if you will.
A second chance to take the exam and get into Tokyo U.
Yes, right, totally. Or these other ones. Now, it's actually quite common to be a ronin. So each year, about 40% of college freshmen were ronin the year before.
So 40%?
40%. So a lot of folks don't get a great score that first time around and have to spend some time going around. And that means most of them go to what's called a yobiko, which is an entrance exam cram school, basically. You go to this school for a year specifically to teach you how to do better on that test, which is pretty crazy. The difficult thing there, though, is that you're no longer in regular school. So you're out of school, we have to go to this cram school, and you have to often support yourself during that time to get the good grades to get back in. So it is a kind of an awkward time for people.
Yeah, and I suppose with the new freedom of being out of school, it's a lot harder to focus on studies, especially if you've already deferred yourself from participating in things that you wanted to. But then again, if it's setting up your future for the rest of your life, it may be worth it.
Sure.
Wow.
You want to get into the best place you can. And again, the other complexity is that if you want to get into, say, a certain company that's big into engineering, you have to get into a certain university. So it's not just a matter of getting into a good university. It's getting into a university that will get you on the right kind of career path.
So if I want to study a particular discipline, I look through all the schools and I say, oh, this is the school I want. Mm. So now I need to study these exams because that school has an emphasis on those exams.
And that gets to the even further thing is that each university has its own exam as well.
As well?
Yes.
On top of all this studying?
Right. So you need to get into your own colleges or universities, get through that exam to be able to get to that.
So one's sort of a general aptitude and the other is a specific for, well, if we want you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and you have art colleges, and you have engineering colleges, things like that. So they want those specific questions answered. Now, you mentioned earlier anime. There are a fair number of anime series where you see this happening. Love Hina, big ones. So both Kitaru and Naru in those are Ronin, studying for that. Minato in Sekirei is also in that. Mayuko of Nia Under 7 is in that. Nia Under 7 is a good example because the main character is a Ronin who is working multiple jobs, trying to pay for the cram school. Exactly. Do you really want to see the life of kind of that poor, not even college student, but almost college student?
I will get there.
Absolutely. And also, going back even further, Godai in Maison Ikkoku, which is an anime from the 70s. He's a Ronin as well. And it's a good example of someone who's trying to, get a place to stay and do all that stuff in that time period.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult. Yeah.
Hmm. I seem to also remember one guy on Shin-chan, a neighbor who never seemed to succeed in getting in, but he was too preoccupied with other stuff, and they tried to encourage him. Mm-hmm. Of course, if he did get in, he'd move away probably and wouldn't be the obnoxious neighbor that he was. But
yeah.
what can one do?
Right, exactly. Well, you try again.
How many times can a person try?
That's a good question. I believe you can try as often as you like. But it's going to get harder and harder as you get older. You're going to need to find some, it's going to need to happen at some point.
Are there many students who return? I know here in the U.S. sometimes we'll have returning students who've been on the workforce for a little while.
Right.
But it seems like that career path is not as common.
Yeah, not quite as often in Japan. And one of the advantages to their system is that you have more lifetime employment. Mm-hmm. So once you get into a company, you're going to stay there for 30 years. They're going to find something for you to do.
Now, that's very different from what I've heard with the U.S., where people average maybe 6 careers in their lifetime, which seems a lot, but potentially.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Wow. Now, the other side of that coin, too, is that within a company, you may do different things. Hmm. So they may shift you to this area, that area, depending on your aptitude or what needs to be done. So you can have kind of that within a particular company, but you can stay there usually. You can stay there as long as you want.
So you can start out with some skills and then move into the management position and as the company grows. And
yeah, exactly.
So with all these exams, how many subjects? I mean, do they subcategorize these subjects, sciences or languages?
So you'll get basically, so there are 6 overall subjects. There's culture, there's history / geography, there's Japanese literature, foreign languages, science, and mathematics.
Wow.
Yeah. And then mathematics is divided up into regular mathematics, let's see here, accounting, things along those lines. Actually, like IT and technology is part of mathematics because it's one of those weird things. Hmm. Science gets into chemistry and physics. So it does kind of subdivide up within that.
Wow. To spend that much time in an exam room. are these the similar to the exam rooms that we see on some of these shows, the lecture hall?
Yes.
You have your pencil, you have your timer, your sheet, your ID.
We saw in Boogie Pop Phantom the characters. They were taking college entrance exams.
That's
so it's exactly that. In fact, you'll actually go to, essentially, you will go to a college to take the exam, but you're just there to take the test.
So everybody travels to these centers, kind of like what we do with the SAT.
Yes, exactly. And there are, let me see here, back in 2014, there were about 700 different centers where these tests were held over the course of January, 2 days in January, with just over 500,000 students.
Wow.
taking those tests.
Oh my goodness! I bet everybody's just waiting for their results to come out. And
absolutely.
Are those the kind of things that are posted publicly, or are they mailed?
I believe they're actually mailed back to students.
So
yeah.
So they can then turn them into the schools that I got a good exam.
Yeah, exactly. You get those back, and then you find out how it goes, and you go from there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this is fascinating. If you've enjoyed this discussion, please join us for some of the other culture shock talks that we have. And
where would you go to find that?
Well, I would go to geekspectrum.org or our new and improved site, our geekarchaeologist.com.
Yes. Nice.
Gotta have the .com.
Exactly. There we are.
Geekarchaeologist.com. Mm-hmm.
See you there.